Hello there, you're listening to Audacity, the Authentic Entrepreneur Podcast, especially for female founders. I'm your host, Claire Akers. In this space, you'll hear me talk about anything and everything you need to build an authentic and aligned business that's capable of changing the world. I'm a mum of three, entrepreneur and founder of two businesses so far, and an authenticity coach since 2007. Most importantly, I'm a cheerleader for those of you who have been brave and audacious enough to risk it all, follow your heart and build a business. So welcome to the Audacity Podcast. I'm so glad you're here and let's dive in to the episode. So today we are talking about winning an award versus imposter syndrome. And this is a very hot off the press case study. So please buckle up. This is going to be a juicy one. And apologies, my voice is a little bit rough and ready this morning, but we'll come on to why in a sec. So have you ever been nominated for an award? Because if you have imposter syndrome as well, and 82% of women do struggle with this, being nominated for an award is the ultimate stress test for how you deal with that imposter syndrome and how that shows up and what effect it has on you. And I have helped so many clients over the years manage that roller coaster between being nominated for the award, being shortlisted for the award, going on to win the award and celebrating and basking in that and, you know, kind of really enjoying that process. Or on the other hand, being able to deal with the stuff that comes up if they don't win it. Both are really, really interesting to work through. Well, last night, for the very first time, it was my turn. It was my turn to put my money where my mouth is and go through this process and experience this process. And it is the absolute perfect case study for what I want to talk to you about today. So while it is raw, I want to unpack it for you. You know, I never ever pretend to be the finished article. I never ever try and put myself on a pedestal. I like to go on this journey with you and unpack everything that's going on as I go on this journey towards authentic self-mastery. So if you have ever struggled with imposter syndrome, you are going to want to stay tuned for this conversation. My name is Claire Akers. I am an authenticity coach, which is a made-up job title, right? But is part, one of the joys of being a female entrepreneur. You can make up your own job title. And what it basically means is that I help women with authentic self-mastery. I help them stand in their power and in their authority and know who they are at their core and have the courage to live that every day. And imposter syndrome is such a huge part of that. I've been teaching on it since 2007. I have helped hundreds of mainly women, but men as well, business owners, leaders, get to grips with their imposter syndrome so it doesn't need to stop them. And apologies if my voice sounds a little bit raw. I didn't get too much sleep last night. I don't drink, so thank God I don't have a hangover to contend with as well. But I didn't get too much sleep because I was wired when I got to bed last night. So that's obviously showing up in my voice today. So today will mostly be sponsored by caffeine. But let me tell you the story of how I won my first award last night. And more importantly, how I conquered my imposter syndrome to be able to bask in that and to fully own and enjoy that achievement. Okay, so let's set the scene first and foremost. Last night was the Smartworks Leeds Fashion as a Force of Good ball. And as part of that ball, there was an award ceremony. And all the kick-ass women and men in Yorkshire were there looking amazing. you know, the kind of the dress code was wear something you feel fabulous in. It's all about sustainable fashion, and people were really going for it. There were some amazing outfits. Everybody looked absolutely stunning and beautiful and gorgeous and glittery. You know, the ballroom was set with a black and white tiled dance floor. The tables were dressed with black and white feathers, and it was just all really gorgeous. All the Christmas trees were out. The red carpet was there. The photographer was there. You know, the drinks were flowing, and it was a beautiful, beautiful, warm, but powerful room to be part of. My imposter syndrome pipes up as soon as I get in there to say, you don't belong here. You do not belong in this room. You don't deserve to be here. Your face doesn't fit amongst all these women. You should be at home with your kids. You do not belong in this room. So, the backstory. I had found out a few months ago that we had this nomination for this award, and it was a total surprise, completely out of the blue. So one of the hats I wear is chair of Lean and Leads, which is a 1,200 strong women's gender equality networking organization. And I love it. It's so, so amazing. And what we had been nominated for was the inaugural Women of Excellence Awards, which we ran in March of this year. And it was a fabulous event. And about a year ago, I had this vision. I woke up and I thought, oh, we should do an award ceremony celebrating the women of excellence. And it was a crazy, crazy vision. I thought, I wonder if we can pull this off. And you know what? We bloody did. Everyone pulled together. We had some amazing sponsors. We had some amazing judges. We had about 150 nominations, and we had an award ceremony, and the team worked really, really hard, and we delivered a cracking event. And I was absolutely thrilled that we had been nominated for Event of the Year. But that led to my imposter syndrome. What that made it mean was they're just being nice. They're just nominating you because you raise money for SmartWorks as part of that event. You didn't do anything special. It was a team effort. You know, you had no hand in this, really. You're just taking credit for other people's work. And I felt that imposter syndrome so strongly that I gave away my free ticket to somebody else because I felt that I ought to pay for it because I didn't deserve to get a free ticket to the awards. And then we made it through the nominations and we got onto the shortlist. And I just thought, oh, that's nice. But, you know, never in a million years thought anything else would come for it. You know, I thought it was just like a little nod, like a little pat on the back. So what actually happened last night on the night? So I was walking into the ballroom, walking the red carpet, getting our names checked off the list, you know, meeting and greeting, doing all that piece. A thought occurred to me. We might actually win this thing. And honestly, it was the first time it crossed my mind that actually there was a chance we might actually win an award last night. And then the panic set in. That's when my imposter decided that it was going to wake up and start ruining the show. There were beautiful women everywhere you looked. You know, everybody had really made the effort. There were a few famous faces off the telly, and there were lots of business leaders that I knew and admired from afar. And as I sat there at the table with friends, flicking through the program, looking at the silent auction, you know, kind of looking around the room, seeing who's who, seeing what everyone's wearing. I felt the nerves building. And this is where the exquisite clarity of imposter syndrome kicked in. So my imposter syndrome was saying, there's no way you're going to win. Absolutely no way that you and the work that you and the Lean and Leads team have done, no way you're going to win this thing. And I had a really strong sense of panic of, I don't want to win. I absolutely don't want to win because I don't want to have to stand up there because my shapewear, my control knickers had rolled down a little bit. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to stand up in front of everybody. Everyone's going to see. I'm going to trip up as I'm walking across the dance floor to get on the stage. I don't want everyone looking at me and judging me and thinking, oh, what's she doing there? I'm going to look terrible on the photos, and some people are making speeches and I haven't prepared what to say, and I don't know what to say, and I don't want to. And there was this really strong flight or fight mechanism kicking in, basically going, don't want to, don't want to. And then another little manifestation of my imposter was piping up saying, oh, heck, you might actually win here. You know, you might actually win here, and that's going to be so embarrassing. Because it wasn't you. It wasn't you, Claire, that did this. It was a team effort. And look at you. Who the hell do you think you are taking credit for a team effort? You don't belong in here. Your face doesn't fit. You need to get everybody else up on the stage with you. You can't possibly be taking credit for this vision, this idea. But then another voice pipes up that says, you know what? Wouldn't it be absolutely awesome if you won? You and the team worked bloody hard to create that event. You know, we're all volunteers. We all have big day jobs. Getting that event off the ground was no small feat. And actually, you deserve a bit of credit for that because it was absolutely fantastic. You had a vision, you brought it to life, and actually, you should own that achievement. Okay, so the event itself. We actually bloody went and won. And it was always like an out-of-body experience when the lovely Jane Slimming read out Lean and Leads as the winner of the event. And I got up and I walked across that dance floor and I stepped up on the stage and I stood on that stage and I gladly accepted that award and did all the smiles and did all the photos and just felt absolutely fantastic. And I just basked. I absolutely owned it and basked. And here it is. It's here. I've brought it into the office so I can show you on camera. And apologies for those of you on the podcast because you can't see this, but I will post a photo of this very lovely award. And I'm going to be honest, I brought it to work today and I had it on my pillow last night. I slept with the damn thing because why the hell not? Because we need to celebrate and we need to bask and we need to own our achievements. So here's the back story. How was I so able to flip that script and own it and bask in it and just celebrate that achievement? Because I have done the work. I know how to turn down the dial on my imposter, so it's still there. That voice is always going to be there, but I don't let it rule the show anymore. I have done the work and I'm hyper aware of my imposter. I am aware of my origin story. My origin story, I don't mind admitting, is you don't belong. You do not belong here. Your face doesn't fit. Who the hell do you think you are in this room? You are not enough. You are not worthy to be amongst peers. You're just not, you don't belong. Your face doesn't fit. And I know that whenever I do something outside of my comfort zone, that imposter is going to pipe up to say, you do not belong in here. But I also know that because of the work that I've done, that imposter, all it's trying to do is keep me safe. It's trying to keep me safe. It's trying to keep me belonging in the tribe. It's trying to keep me from embarrassment. It's trying to keep me from being too visible so I can be a target. It's trying to avoid me looking stupid. It's trying to avoid me falling over, both literally and metaphorically, and avoid being cast out the tribe and therefore a target. And I know how to turn down the dial on that voice so it doesn't ruin really special moments for me. And I know that I belong. And I know that I can own my achievements and bask and celebrate, and that I can celebrate the efforts of the team. And it absolutely was a team effort winning that event of the year award. and totally own and bask in my part in making that happen. Now, here's the invitation part. Next week, so the 20th to the 24th of November, I am running a free coaching series called The Imposter Epiphany. This is me going live teaching for 30 minutes a day, Monday to Friday. And there's recordings if you can't make one or two of the sessions, or you can't make any of them, there will be recordings so you can catch up. So if you are sick of your imposter syndrome ruining special moments for you, if you are sick of your imposter syndrome running the show and just having too much say in your life, if you're sick of giving that voice headspace, and if you want to finish this year, 2023, feeling absolutely invincible, and if you want to step into your power and learn how to bask, you have got to be there. You've got to join me. This coaching series is all about taking control of your imposter and ending 2023 feeling invincible. Come and join me. There is a link in the notes for this conversation. You can find out more and register by clicking that link. If you have resonated with anything I have said during this conversation, I really, really hope you'll enjoy me in that zero cost coaching series I am running next week. So there we have it. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. Don't forget to like, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening. In case nobody's told you today, you're awesome. See you next time.